USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, a man in New Jersey indicted for terrorist activities. The feds say he scouted dozens of prominent buildings and locations in New York City, including the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, the New York Stock Exchange, and Times Square as possible locations to attack. Also on his hit list, the United Nations building on the East Side. This revelation coming just a week prior to the annual General Assembly meeting there. The Hezbollah operative, Alexei Saab, 42 years old, facing 9 federal charges. The feds say he also surveilled buildings in Washington, D.C. and Boston. In other news, Israel divided, a third election possible, as Benjamin Netanyahu in the Likud party tied with Benny Gantz in his blue and white party in an extremely close election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow down 52 points to close at 27,094. The NASDAQ up 5 points. The S&P 500 up almost a point. If you are buying a house or refinancing the one you own, great news as the Fed lowers interest rates. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The Fed also let it be known that it is open to other easing of that rate from 1.75% to 2% in support of the U.S. economy. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said this cut, which is a second in 2 months, will help the U.S. economy weather concerns over a trade war.
We've seen additional signs of weakness abroad and a resurgence of trade policy tensions.
Jerome Powell said the Fed has no control over tariffs, but has been keeping an eye on the trade wars that could impact the U.S. economy.
The Fed has no role in the formulation of trade policy, but we do take into account anything that could materially affect the economy relative to our employment and inflation goals.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
First-time unemployment claims up, but not by as much as analysts predicted. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the breakdown.
The Labor Department reporting 208,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 2,000 more than the week before, but 5,000 fewer than experts had predicted. The biggest increases in claims in Arkansas, Massachusetts, and Puerto Rico. The biggest drops in claims in Illinois, California, and New York.
Republican lawmakers not giving up on a bill that protects a baby's right to life. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act is a bill that would require doctors to provide medical care to infants born alive after an attempted abortion. One of the bill's co-sponsors, Republican from South Carolina Tim Scott, joins Fox News with an update on why the bill has not yet passed in the Senate.
It's stuck. We can't get 60 votes in the United States Senate to move that bill forward. Ben Sasse, the leading sponsor of that bill, along with myself, other co-sponsors, we've been pushing this envelope, and we're going to continue to push it because it's just common sense. This is common decency. It's not an issue in the gray. This is a black and white issue, and we should all be on the side of life. This is a chance for every single person in this legislative body to be pro-child without talking about politics. We're talking about a child born separated from his or her mother, and whether we should let that child live.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.